Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Just amazing what can happen if you just start somewhere. And I really want your audience to realize that it doesn't matter where you're at. I would never have believed in a million years I would be where I'm at right now since 2013.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what's up, everybody? Rick Mulready here, and welcome to episode number 133 of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Hope this finds you well. Thanks a lot for coming to hang out with me today. Really appreciate it. I'm really excited, if you can't tell, because I'm actually recording this intro and outro right after the interview that is today's episode. And I don't always do that. And I don't know why I don't do it, because it's a whole lot easier to do this intro and outro right after the episode. So just to kind of clarify, what I do generally when I do the interviews is I record the interview and then I go back later and I do the intro and outro, and then my editor puts it all together. Well, the closer I do the intro and outro to the interview, oh, it's so much better. But anyway, that's what I'm doing today. On today's episode, I am really excited to welcome Dr. Brett Beckman to the podcast. Dr. Beckman, he is a veterinarian who specializes in veterinary dentistry. He's actually been one of my students for a while now, and I've been wanting to have him on the podcast for some time. And I thought that right now would be a really, really good time, because as you're about to hear, he's doing a lot of different stuff in his business. In addition to his in-person practices that he has a thriving online business that he started sort of by accident back in 2013. And each year since 2013, he's been like 4Xing his online revenue. He sells online training courses for veterinarians. He's got a membership site. He offers live events. He also does live webinars to get people into his flagship program. So we're going to dive into all this today and break it down for you, what he does, the strategy behind it, and a whole lot more. And what I really want you to pay attention to in this conversation with Brett is how Brett is playing the long game of his Facebook ads and paid traffic, and really how he's playing the long game overall in his online business, how he focuses first on providing value so that he can build relationships with other veterinarians around the world, so that when they are ready for more training, Brett is where they turn to. They'll turn to him. And he's done this very, very successfully. So on the show today, you're going to learn how Brett started off in May of 2013 with 800 people on his email list in his constant contact account, as he says. He used Eventbrite along with it, and he decided to start selling his first online course for just $59. He really didn't know what he was doing. He decided to just get it out there. Then he went on to do about $22,000 in revenue the rest of that year in 2013. And then we also get into how Brett started 4Xing his revenue in the following years. We break down all of his courses and also the journey that he wants new leads coming into his business to take between the free content, the courses, the webinars that he does. We break that all down for you. We talk about why losing money sometimes on the front end of his paid traffic is okay with him, how Dr. Beckman repurposes content that he uses to build trust with his target audience. We talk about what Brett's superpower is. This is, in my opinion anyway, that has allowed him to be so successful. There are very few people out there, and we're going to talk about it here in this interview, that Brett does this so well, better than most people I know. And it really, in my opinion, has what's allowed him to be so successful over the last several years. We also talk about what his team looks like. You know, it surprisingly, after you hear what we're about to talk about, he has a very lean team. So he breaks the team down for you and a whole lot more. Now, before we dive into things with Brett, coming up this week on April 19th and 20th, that's this Wednesday and Thursday, I'm going to be doing a brand new free live Facebook ads training for online businesses. So if you're an online business owner, this is for you. I'm going to be sharing the latest strategies for automating leads and sales for your online business with Facebook ads, including tips and strategies that are working right now. We've got lots of case studies to share with you and a whole lot more. So if you'd like to learn more and reserve a spot, I'm going to be doing three live trainings over April 19th and 20th, free live online trainings. That's this Wednesday and Thursday. So just go to rickmulready.com/FBAds1. Again, rickmulready.com/FBAds1. You can learn more about these trainings and then choose a day and time that works best for you. All right, let's go hang out with Dr. Brett Beckman. Dr. Beckman, welcome to the podcast. I am so happy to have you on here. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Rick. Thanks for having me. I'm definitely pleased to be here.
Awesome. So I want to dive into everything that you've been doing in your online business, but we need to, in order to understand that, we need to understand sort of your background, who you are, what you do in your quote day job, and also to understand what you're doing in your online business. So let's start there.
Sure. I'm a veterinarian, and I graduated back in 1987. So I was in private practice for quite some time and then decided to specialize in dentistry and oral surgery. So I got that board certification back in 2006 and have been working in various places doing just dentistry since then. Currently, I am in Orlando and Atlanta. Split my time between those locations and see patients and do surgery on about 10 to 12 days a month. And then we also have a live course business where we go to 15 different cities around the country and do a one-day seminar for veterinarians and technicians just to kind of give them an idea about how the best way to set up their dentistry service in their practice is. And then we have online courses that total 43 hours of accredited continuing education for veterinarians and technicians, although our main market is veterinarians. That's six courses that range anywhere from 5 to 8 hours of those continuing education credits. And people purchase those from our website. And then the flagship product that we have is a combination of those courses in a membership site, in addition to some other things like live consultations during anesthesia for the people who are part of that membership, as well as consultations personally with myself and my staff on anything dentistry that comes up in the practice, instrumentation, equipment, procedural, anything like that that we can help them with, we are available by phone or text or email in order to answer those questions for those folks. The other big benefit is a case post platform that we do on Google Plus. So we have about 250 people in the academy and that membership site, and they interact, they post their cases with images or x-rays and then ask the group for response. So that's kind of what we do at this point in general for our courses. And that academy is sold, if you will, or we ask for registrations for that on a monthly webinar that we do that's mainly driven by Facebook ads.
Okay. Okay. Now, I want to go back real quick. I mean, I want to kind of break all this down here, but I want to go back to something you said. In the academy, you offer live consultations, right?
That's correct.
Is that like during, could somebody be in the middle of a procedure and then they're consulting with you?
That's exactly correct.
So, is it real? Oh,
okay. Yeah. Yeah. So veterinarians will be actually in a dentistry procedure, which in dentistry, it's not sterile. Right. It's, you know, we're working in the oral cavity, so it's not sterile surgery.
Sure.
Like you're in the abdomen doing a splenectomy. So they can break away. And let's say they have a question on an X-ray that they took that looks unusual and they're not sure whether they need to extract or biopsy or which way to go. They will take a picture of that with their phone and they can text me between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and I will get back with them usually within seconds, but within a reasonable period of time while the patient's still under anesthesia so they can make a decision on which way to go for the treatment.
Holy cow. I actually didn't know that you did that. That's awesome. You do that.
And you know, it's so funny. We have over 200 people in the academy, and I might get 6 to 7 to 8 texts a week. It's there, but you would think he would just be overwhelmed.
Yeah.
By,
well, that was my
texting.
Next question. Yeah.
But it really doesn't take that much time.
So what you're calling the academy, that's your membership site. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so they get access to the courses and stuff like that, plus these live consultation opportunities. What are they paying for this membership site to have access to you on a, like, within, you know, to get a response from you via text message within seconds?
Well, you know, now and since inception, which has been since April of 2015, we have not asked for a monthly fee for this. This is all a one-time fee that they pay up front, and then they have lifetime access to that.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to change. We're going to look at possibly moving into a lump sum and then an additional membership option for some of those consultation services.
Yep.
But right now, our price point is, the cost for that is $29.95.
Okay.
So just under $3,000. And then during the live webinar, the people that come to the live webinar, we give them at this point $500 off for being there.
Got it.
So
okay.
It's $24.70 to be involved with that.
And that's lifetime right now that they get that. They pay one-time fee, they get access to the academy, they get access to all the courses, and this opportunity for live consultations.
That's correct. And those people that are in now, mm-hmm. they will never have a monthly fee. So when we change that, they will not be charged a monthly fee. They've been told that they will never pay another dime for that. And so we'll definitely stick by that.
Got it. So you're grandfathering them in. Do you know what that monthly fee is going to go to yet?
You know, I really don't.
Okay.
We're probably going to mimic what you do with your launches mm-hmm. and have a quiescent period where it's not available midsummer.
Yeah.
And then come in with a big launch in the fall of this year and actually roll in the opportunity for people who have bought courses in the past to upgrade.
Yeah.
And then that will be, they will have that monthly membership fee in addition to what they pay for the academy.
Got it. Okay. Okay. So what I understand too, so just kind of recapping what we're talking about, what you had sort of outlined there, you've got this live course business, which are one-day seminars. You've got the online courses, which I thought was really cool. You said that this is accredited training, so they can get continuing education credits for taking this training. Mm-hmm. I want to come back to that in just a second. You've got this academy, which is your membership site. Is the case posting, is that part of the academy or is that separate?
That's part of the academy.
That's part of it. Okay, cool. So what's the journey that you take people through? So we're going to dive into your Facebook ads and sort of the strategy behind, you know, with your monthly webinars and so forth. What's the journey that you want people to take when they come to, you know, into your world, if you will? You've got different options here. You've got the live one-day seminars, you've got online courses, you've got the membership site here. What's the journey that you want people to take?
Basically, the entrance into that webinar is the ideal exposure, I think, for the cold traffic.
Okay.
Not that they're going to register for the academy, but it gives me 90 minutes to interact with them live.
Yep.
And build that trust factor and kind of get to know me And I try to get to know the audience as well prior to going in. And then during the Q&A, we always have a 30-minute Q&A afterwards, which sometimes even goes longer than that. But I think it's a real good opportunity for them to get in there first, although we do have other avenues which allow them to get into the system, and the system being Infusionsoft in our case, where we have blog posts that are older blog posts, 100+, that are in Meet Edgar. And okay, I know a lot of your audience is familiar with Meet Edgar. It's just a social auto posting platform.
Sure.
And so those people that get in through Facebook that see those old blog posts posted on Facebook, each one of those, or actually LinkedIn and Twitter as well, but Facebook's the main driver for the new registrants. Mm-hmm. At the bottom of every post, there is a link to an image library that they can download for client education. And I used to sell that on the website for $34.95, later $39.95, and now we just give it away as a kind of a gift for the folks thinking about the reciprocity theory.
Yep.
Whereas we, you know, you give a gift and they feel as if they are required to give back. And so I think that's a good strategy to have. Once they've done that, and they also get that actually if they register in any way for the webinar directly, and I'm sure we'll talk about that here in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. But they also get that when they register, so it's a free gift, and then the next day they get an email with me talking through the four most valuable slides in that image library. And these are all images for dentistry that can be used to educate their customer base. So it's very valuable to them. They have 160 images of the most common things that they are presented with in practice, and they can use that to explain to their clients about their own pets and increase their compliance with those procedures.
So I have a few different questions there. So you've got these blog posts, each has that opt-in opportunity with this image library. You follow up the next day with a video. I love that idea with you're following up with a video of like, hey, I've just given you 100 something images here. These are the, you know, like this is your giving them your takeaway basically of the most important images to be focusing on. It's like you're giving them like the Cliff Notes version, if you will.
Absolutely. And these, to specify, these four images I use multiple times every day. So it really does hit home with them. If, you know, they think, well, gosh, if you're actually using these in your practice, we can definitely incorporate them into ours. And we tell them exactly how to do that. So it's really a good benefit for them. And I get more emails from people thanking me for those slides that they use with their patients that have periodontal disease, which is the number one thing that the general practitioner faces. And that's why we chose those four as the four that we wanted to explain to them.
Got it. So you're giving a lot of value up front. You talked about cold traffic coming into the webinar. You know, you've got a lot of cold traffic coming to your website through your Facebook posts and LinkedIn and so forth. And you are giving that value. You're warming them up, so to speak. At what point do you drive them, or actually, I shouldn't say, at what point do you drive them into the webinars from there? So if somebody comes to the website, they consume that content, they download that image library there. Are you driving them at that point into the webinar?
We are a little bit down the road. Where they'll go after that is we'll give them a couple of case studies of different patients. So they'll get that email, two or three emails within a 2-week period. And then we will ask them, are you a veterinarian or a technician? So we'll segment them based on that. The veterinarians go to a little mini series that will give them a little taste of our extraction course, the online course for extractions. And the technicians get a little mini series on the technician course. And then at the end of that, we give them a discount code for those courses, and then they go right into the webinar invitation.
Got it. So, okay. So when you sell into, so the webinars though are selling into the academy, is that correct?
That's correct.
And you're giving them the discount. You're giving them sort of glimpses into the, you know, a relevant online course because you've got 43 hours of training that you mentioned. So you're giving them a discount code for one of those courses, the one that you're giving, you know, the glimpse into. Is that correct?
Yes. So those are the two most popular courses for those two categories. The technicians is the 8-hour technician course and the extraction course for the veterinarians. Those are the biggest sellers.
Got it. Okay. And what is the price of like one of those courses that you're introducing them to?
Those are $395.
Okay.
So we'll give them a $50 off coupon for those.
Got it. Okay. So it's not a huge expense for them, but it's sort of that, I don't want to call it a tripwire because it's, you know, it's a little bit expensive. It's more expensive than a traditional tripwire, but it's not a huge expense. You've given them free content. You're warming them up. And it's like, hey, here's a extremely relevant course. And what I really want to have everybody listen to this really focus on what you said there, Brett, was the segmentation part. You know, you follow up with a video, explain the four images, you give them case studies, and then you're segmenting them based on how they answer that segmentation. Then you're following up with them accordingly, whether they're a technician or the veterinarian, and giving them something that's extremely relevant to how they've just segmented themselves.
That's correct.
So what is the goal there? So the goal is to obviously to have them buy the course, but is the goal really to get into the members? Because then you said, whether they buy that course or not, are you giving them an invitation to the webinar?
That's correct.
Okay, cool. So that is the ultimate goal, is to get them into the Membership Site Academy.
That is the flagship, and that's the ultimate goal for the veterinarians. The technicians would not be able to afford that price point.
Yep.
And we do have a auto webinar that we invite the technicians to that is, what is the term, Rick? It's evergreen.
Yep. Yep.
So we have an evergreen webinar, and rather than have the technicians go to the veterinary webinar, we try to segment them, obviously, with the ads too,
sure,
because we don't want the technicians, we don't want to target technicians just to keep the ad spend low, but we have a total separate auto evergreen webinar that we send them to.
Got it. And what are you selling them? What are you selling the techs on that evergreen webinar?
The techs are the technician course again.
Oh, okay.
With a kind of a Google Plus group for them.
Got
so it's
it. Okay.
Somewhat of a membership site, but it's not anywhere near what the Academy is.
Okay, got it. Cool. I'm just trying to like just unpack all this stuff because I think this is such great stuff. One thing I did want to go back to, you said you've got the blog post where you've got all that great content with the opt-in at the end. You said that when you post them on Facebook, are you running ads to those blog posts?
We are not running ads to those blog posts. What
okay.
we've done is taken, that's actually a separate site, so it's not on the course site. And so what we've done is taken that old platform of a short form blog post
okay.
and taken the ones that we've found are the most visited on that old site,
uh-huh.
and we've redone it into long form content, and now it's on the course site. So each one of five or six different blog posts, we are running ads to those, and the click is the desired outcome.
Sure, sure.
And so they will go to those blog posts, and in every one of those blog posts, we have five set up right now.
Uh-huh.
Those five have content upgrades in them, which means they will, for instance, we have one that is a four-part video series. And what we did was we took the Facebook Live videos that we did last year. We
uh-huh.
did about, I think we did nine of those. And we took those and we took four of them and made them into an extraction video series as a content upgrade. So when they go to that blog page, they have an option to click on that middle icon of the three at the top of the page
sure.
that is that video series. It gives them a pop-up that's a lead box, and they have to put in their email address and their first and last name in order to access that video series.
Got it. Okay.
And so we're running ads to that. I asked Carrie this morning what our numbers were on that. And for March, we spent $1,900 for ads at $316 per click, and we generated $1,200 in revenue. And that may not sound that enticing, right. But essentially we're getting 600 people a month from that difference, which is $700. So a little bit more than a dollar per lead when you look at the revenue versus the ad spend on that particular one.
Got it.
Now we've got another one that's even much nicer. It's five mistakes that you make in your dentistry service in veterinary practice. That content upgrade is a X-ray positioning video, and we're paying 38 cents per click on that. We had $570 in ad spend last month and $1,500 in revenue.
Yeah, nice. I mean, it's such a great lesson with the first example that you mentioned there. You know, we've got to look beyond just the first numbers, you know, and just the stats that Facebook is spitting out at you from a, you know, like a cost per click perspective, and really, really making sure that we look at the long term. You know, what is the overall, we're putting this much money in, and what is it ultimately turning out to be? Because, you know, high numbers in the very beginning can be discouraging, and a lot of people might shut that stuff off. But if we're not tracking, you know, sort of the longer term play there, like you guys are doing, I love that. So, Brett, we've got four part video series taken. So actually, one thing I told you this going into this interview here, that I don't have a list of questions to ask you. And I did basically want to kind of do what we're doing right here and unpack everything that you're doing. And I'm taking notes like a madman right now, just because I've always been enamored with the amount of stuff that you were able to do. And you have an amazing knack for repurposing content and so forth. And that example that you just mentioned, you have the four-part video series. That's not something that you didn't have to reinvent the wheel there. You already did Facebook Live videos, and you put those videos into a four-part video series. And then that is, you know, a piece of content that somebody can come to when they come to your site to download. So I just want to applaud you on that. I'm always enamored with the amount of stuff that you're able to not only get done, but also the content that you're able to put together and then use in various ways is really, really smart for how you're doing that. You've got the Flagship Academy, you're doing the monthly webinars. So let's talk about those Facebook ads that you're driving into the monthly webinars, because we just went through how you're running ads to blog posts, and then how those convert, you know, into actual leads. Now let's talk about the strategy for you're running ads into your monthly webinars. The goal there is to sell into the Flagship Academy there. So what does that whole strategy look like?
It's actually pretty basic.
Okay.
We're targeting veterinarians only in English-speaking countries. So U.S., Canada are our biggest, obviously, the U.K. and Australia.
Okay.
And those ads, where our cost per conversion on those is upwards of $9 plus per conversion. Mm-hmm. And we're getting anywhere from 700 to 800 or so people a month into our system, into our contact list by doing that. And that's a good point that you had mentioned just previously, in that of those people that we're getting in and we're paying more in ad spend than we're generating in revenue, those people that come in as cold traffic in general are not purchasing the Academy at the webinar
yep.
the first time they're there.
Yep.
What's happening is they're coming in and they're registering maybe 2 months, 3 months, 4 months after they've had the initial exposure, once they're in our email list, because I send an email reminder for anyone who has not attended that webinar before we start running our ads to register and give them an opportunity to register, so that we're not paying for our existing customer base to click on those ads. We're giving them an opportunity to do so before they have those ads served to them every month. And that way we're not paying for them again, essentially.
Sure. So you mentioned, you know, 700 to 800 new people coming in per month, you know, via cold traffic in signing up for the webinars. You're paying roughly $9 a lead. For some people, they might be like, holy cow, that's a really high cost per lead. Other people would be like, well, I'd kill for that cost per lead. And what you're seeing, though, is that that cold traffic coming in, you're spending, say, 90 minutes with them. Oftentimes, that is not enough time for someone to say, you know what? I'm just meeting Dr. Bettman for the first time. I've only spent 90 minutes with them. I'm not ready to whip out my credit card and spend $2,400, basically, on the academy. So what you're saying is it takes a couple of months for them to be, you know, getting content from you, exposed to you and your teachings and video and blog posts and emails and so forth before they ultimately do come back and buy from you. Am I understanding that correctly?
That's correct. And to clarify that a little bit, once they've been to the live webinar,
yep,
or once they've registered for the live webinar, whether they attend or not,
yep,
they go into a long-term nurture campaign that lasts for a year and a half. So we have emails going out to them every 6 days that have more free things for them in the form of some blog posts, case quizzes, different things that they can benefit from. And then in that long-term nurture, we have five mini launches consistent with each of the courses. So they will go for several months. We'll never pitch anything to them to buy. And then they'll enter that 2, 3, 4 email series where we're doing similar to what we're doing with that 4-part video series and giving them exposure to that topic and then asking them to buy, register for with a discount code, either the feline dentistry, canine dentistry extraction course, x-ray positioning, or the technician course.
Got it. So you're playing the long game, man.
Well, it really is, you know, it's amazing to me to really see how that's all played out, because yeah, right now what's happening is we're getting so much exposure with our monthly additions to our list that a lot of those people are now becoming live course attendees.
Yeah.
So we're giving a lot more people exposure to our product, if you will, or products, and we're getting people who know us and are comfortable with the way that I teach registering for those live courses. We had our feline dentistry course this weekend. We had 14 people in that, and we do that in Orlando. It's a weekend course, mainly extractions for veterinarians, and five of those people were academy members.
Wow. Okay. So do you track how long somebody is, you know, on your email list, or let's just call it in your world, if you will, before they become, you know, a paying customer for the academy, or, you know, and then, you know, people who are attending these live events that you're offering?
No, but I would love if you would tell me how to do that.
Well, I think like a tool, you know, we're starting to test a tool called Sherpa Metrics here in the business, which is, it's just, it's a dashboard that allows you to figure out, you know, long-term customer value and see where sales are coming from a channel perspective, lets you track all the different types of stuff. There's other tools out there like Funnel Dash or Wicked Reports, that sort of thing. I think something like that, Brett, would be really helpful to you to figure out, you know, it would allow you to track that type of stuff a little bit more closely. And since you use Infusionsoft, it's, you know, it hooks up with Infusionsoft. We can talk about that, you know, afterwards and get you hooked up with Cole over at Sherpa if you want to. I just think
perfect.
Something like that would be helpful for you to be able to start to track those things, because you're seeing it right now. You're just not able to say, you know what, on average, somebody needs to be on my email list for 2 months before they become a paying customer of the academy. I think that sort of thing could be really helpful to you. Having that insight would be allow you to make, I mean, you are so dialed in on your campaigns and the strategy here. I think this would allow you to make some additional data-driven decisions on what you're doing in
Definitely.
The business there. And I know that that's something we have talked about in the past. So when you're doing those cold traffic webinars, do you have an idea of what your conversion rate is on those webinars?
Yeah, we generally get anywhere from 150 to 250 people in those. And we can see that because we use chat roll and we can see how many people are actually in there. Mm-hmm. We also see how many people start and how many people, where they fall off and how many people are at the end. And the last 2 months have been disasters. And this, I think this is a good point too. No matter how much you prepare, sometimes technology doesn't work the way you want to. And so we had to totally ditch the March webinar. And so we had the ad spend from that, and we didn't generate the revenue that we did. We didn't generate any revenue from the academy because we didn't do the webinar. And then last month we had a 200 node upload problem with Infinity that I didn't know about before I did the webinar, and the upload speed was about 1 megabit per second.
Oh, wow.
So we had some people, they were buffering. The attendees were getting buffering very badly. And I said, you know, guys, we just need to quit this and we'll do it again next month. And I had so many people say, no, we'll stay. We'll stay. So we ended up staying, and we only had 63 people at the end, but we had 8 sales from that.
Wow. Okay.
And I was totally blown away. I thought there's no way that anybody's going to register after all these problems.
Right.
And lo and behold, it was pretty productive. So in general, anywhere from, and this varies considerably, and I don't know all the factors, but one factor that I do know is sometimes we get a lot of international attendees.
Yep.
Probably not directly from the ads because we're not targeting them, but from other avenues. And those people are from countries that are not going to be able to afford $2,400 US for their lives, let alone for a course. So
Sure. It
can vary considerably. And I think that's one reason why it does. But anywhere from 8 to 16% or so that we will convert.
That's really, really, really good. You know, you mentioned before, talking about the webinars that you're doing here, you made a comment before that you learn about the audience before you do the webinars. Did I hear you say that correctly?
Yes, and we do that in the same manner, I think, that you do and Amy Porterfield does, mm-hmm. and a lot of the people that do webinars. We just get on there 20 minutes before, 15 minutes before, and just talk to the people.
Gotcha. Okay.
Ask them where they're from and call their name. And if I've been to that place or I'm going to that place, we'll talk a little bit about that. And it really, really warms them up and gets them excited because they hear their name called during a live event like
gotcha.
That, which
okay.
is pretty exciting to them.
Sure. Okay. Gotcha. So you've got the online courses, you've got the 43 hours. I mean, two questions about that. Number one is, how did you get it accredited? I know that you've been involved in the, and I'm not going to get this right, like the Association for Veterinarians. Is that right? Is that what you call it?
Yes.
Probably
that's,
not.
That's okay. That's totally separate. I was the president of the American Veterinary Dental Society for 2 years, about 8 years ago.
Okay.
That's totally, totally separate. There is a registry for accredited continuing education in veterinary medicine.
Uh-huh.
And in order to get those RACE accreditation credits, you have to be an established speaker. And most of the time you have to be a specialist, not always.
Okay. Got it.
So that's how we get those. It's a paperwork thing. There's a board that reviews your courses, and then they award that. It has to be renewed every 2 years.
Gotcha. Okay. So you've got these 43 hours of accredited training. What is, so, and you mentioned one of the price points before, I think was what, $395 for mm-hmm. one of the courses. I mean, is that kind of the average price of the courses? What I'm trying to figure out here is that why might somebody buy the courses versus the academy? Obviously, the academy is a one-time, much larger fee. But if someone were to buy all the online courses, my guess is that that would be way more than the academy. Is that true?
Actually, it's less.
It is.
If they were to buy all the online courses, we just went up $100 and added 2 hours to the extraction course.
Okay.
And so we have six. We don't advertise one of the courses because it's the same as our live course we do on Sunday, but that is included in the academy. But the lowest price point is a 5-hour X-ray positioning course. Everything else is $395.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
So all total, it's $24.70 at this point with a discount on the webinar to get into the academy.
Yep.
And it's $22.70 if you just bought all 5 courses or all 6 courses.
Okay, got it. So for the extra $200, you're getting these live consultation opportunities with you.
That's correct.
And they're getting grandfathered into the lifetime of the academy when you go monthly here, whenever that is.
That's correct. But I worry in that if we get too much above that, is there going to be too much of a discrepancy between what it is for the courses and what it is for the whole package for people to really see the benefit? And so our revenue from our webinars may drop, our conversions may drop. So we'll be testing all that
for sure.
Yeah. As time goes on. And we constantly are actually increasing the price on that course. I went up $700 on it from December to January.
On which course?
On the Academy.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Cool. So do you use those courses, the individual online courses, as downsells for people who don't take you up on the Academy?
Yes, we do. After they go through the webinar, whether or not they go to the webinar or they don't, the ones that don't purchase the Academy in 4 days at the end of the replay will get a discount for the simple and surgical extraction course.
Got it. Okay. So you've really got this, you've really got the funnels dialed in. And I know that we've talked about that we've talked about that for a while. You've really got the funnels dialed in. What I think that, you know, some listeners could be thinking here as they're listening to this conversation is, holy cow, you've been doing this a while, so you've really got the funnels dialed in. You've got a long-term nurture campaign that lasts a year and a half. You know, how long did it take you to do all this?
Well, that I really am glad you asked that, because I don't want to give your listeners the idea that I'm something special and have all this ability to do all this stuff, and it's a special talent, because we started off in May of 2013 in constant contact with about 600 contacts, and using Eventbrite as a platform, I sent one email out to those 800 contacts, gave them an opportunity to register for a one-hour course that I was going to give in my hotel in Orlando when I was doing cases there at a certain time on a certain day at $59, non-race accredited, and 51 people registered for that course. So that was our first entry into the power of this, and it was all just kind of thrown together. And the approach was, I really haven't even practiced this lecture. I gave it once and had a great turnout at a big meeting. Let's see what it'll do. And if it doesn't sell enough to justify me doing it, we'll just refund the money for the people that bought it. And so that's kind of how you want to start. You just want to get it out there and start off with what you got. I had no plans of ever, and that was 2013.
Yeah.
So no plans whatsoever to do any of this stuff. And then once that one went so well, I did the extraction course live once a month for 5 months and sold each one of those parts individually. And that did not go very well.
Okay.
Then after that, I decided, well, why don't I just bundle those and try to sell them as a course and get it race accredited. And that's what we did. And so that started in May of 2013. I finished that fifth live lecture in October. And so our total course revenue from the $3,000 that we got from the feline plus the extraction course after it was bundled was $22,000 for 2013. And that started in May with no idea that I would be doing this at all at the end of the year. Then in 2014, we thought, well, let's make some more courses. So in 2014, we added X-ray interpretation and a feline course. And our revenue that year was four times what it was in 2013.
Wow.
Then in 2015, we started doing the webinars in April and 4X 2014. So it's just grown and grown and grown. And we had no idea where we were going with this. it was just, you know, learn a platform, listen to some podcasts, get ideas from people like you and John Lee Dumas and Pat Flynn. Mm-hmm. All those folks contributed to my education while I was driving, flying, or running. So it's just amazing what can happen if you just start somewhere. And I really want your audience to realize that it doesn't matter where you're at. I would never have believed in a million years I would be where I'm at right now since 2013. So you guys are the same way. Don't let anything get in your way. If you've got a niche, you've got a good product, you're going to kill it.
I love it. I mean, so two questions that you mentioned there, Brett. You said you started off with about 800 emails. I mean, back in 2013, as a veterinarian, like, not a lot of veterinarians, and correct me if I'm wrong, are thinking about, hey, I need to be collecting emails. I need to be starting an email list. What was your thought process back then?
Well, you know, it kind of ties into the American Veterinary Dental Society. I was a board member for years, and we're always trying to get members more benefits. And so I volunteered to do the monthly newsletter for them. And so we kept all that content that we put out on a website, and it was never to monetize. I mean, there was never any reason to believe that we could monetize that email list until that day in May of 2013.
Got it. Okay. Okay. And that first product, again, I want to make sure I'm understanding this correctly, was you did a talk, you did a presentation, or you were teaching. That was recorded, correct? And that is because that talk went over so well, that's what you went and sold. Is that right?
Actually, that it was the exact same course, exact same PowerPoint.
Yep.
I gave that at the North American Veterinary Conference, which is the biggest veterinary conference in the world, once a year in January, February in Orlando. Mm-hmm. But it was not recorded. So I recorded it live at the time that I gave it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
In the hotel room that night.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So smart. I mean, you just got, and you said you sold it for what, $59?
Yeah, $59. We had 51 people that bought it.
Yeah, that's awesome. From your email list, right?
From the email list. Yeah. And you know what? Thinking back on that, Rick, there was no launch. It was one email.
Right.
So, you know, you think today how stupid that was. It should have been a launch. We should have had a deadline. We should have at least had one follow-up email, and we didn't do any of that. We had no idea what we were doing.
Well, it shows, I mean, what I love about that, Brett, is that you saw an opportunity there. You were like, you know what? I have no idea what this is going to do. You know, I just gave this presentation. Why not try it out? I'm going to record myself doing it, sell it for $59. You basically created money on demand. And I mean, by sending an email to, you know, 800 people, all right, let's just see if this flies or not. And 51 people took you up on it. That's amazing. What about sort of, okay, let's start to wrap up here. You know, one thing I often think about, and you and I have talked about this in the past, my guess is that people listening to this also are maybe thinking the same thing. Veterinarian as a niche isn't huge, but you've been doing this a long time and you're running Facebook ads on a consistent basis, whether it's to blog posts or to get people to register for the webinar. You're doing 700-800 new people coming in per month. That's cold traffic. Are you ever concerned about sort of tapping out or running out of, you know, saturating this niche with your ads targeting?
I always have that in the back of my mind. How long is this going to last?
Yep.
And you listen to some of the really smart people in the world, like Peter Diamandis at Singularity University, and he's telling us that education as we know it is all going to be free in 10 years. So it certainly is a blow to your potential for future plans, mm-hmm. if you think in that way. But we're just continuing to provide value and hoping that we don't exhaust the market. And so far, so good. So we'll see how it goes. But at the same time, you always want to have more than one thing going. And we feel that we're pretty diversified. So if that goes south, we've got, as long as I'm healthy, I can do surgery still.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, I mean, you've got a lot going on. You've got your, you know, the in-person practices, you're doing the live one day or the live weekend seminars, you've got the online courses, you've got the academy, you're doing the webinars, you've got the content that you're sending people to, you've got all kinds of videos and blog posts and all that stuff. You're doing evergreen webinars for technicians out there. I mean, I love the diversity. I think that's one of the big lessons that I want people to take away from this and what you're doing here, Brett, is that you're doing a lot of different things to diversify and offer value. And obviously you've been extremely successful. You're 4Xing every year, which I think is amazing. And, you know, you were very clear. You're like, look, you said you're not something special. I think you personally are. I think one of your gifts is that if you figure out that you want to do something, say like on a Thursday, you will have it implemented by Monday. you are very quick to take action. And, you know, actually, let's dive into that really, really fast. What does your team look like? Because you've got your day, you've got your practice during the day, you've got all these things going on in your online business, you got Facebook ads. What does the team look like?
That's a great question. I have a phenomenal team that I've just built piecemeal over time. My wife has always been with me on the financial end. So she does. I don't see a check. I don't know anything about any of that stuff. She takes care of all that. So takes that off my plate. I don't have to spend my time doing anything finance. Mm-hmm. And then I have the number two coolest name developer in the world, Geronimo Santos, that works for me full time. He's from the Philippines. And I got him from listening to Chris Ducker. Yep. And reading his book on Virtual Staff Finder. Uh-huh. And I must qualify that by saying the number one coolest developer name interviewed the same time Geronimo did. Uh-huh. His name was Cyber Valdez. Nice. And I almost hired him just because of his name. And I couldn't help to ask him at the end of the interview, is Cyber your real name? And he said, yes, Dr. Brett, Cyber is my real name. My mother is a teacher in computer science. My dad's a programmer. And my brother's name is Sony.
Okay. Makes sense then. Makes sense.
But I've got Jiro, who works full time for me. He does all the website stuff I used to do. He does Infusionsoft. He does the platform, Customer Hub, where the membership site lives, which is part of Infusionsoft. And then I have Carrie Swetman, who you had recommended to me, who does all my Facebook ads. She's absolutely phenomenal. She's got a great team mm-hmm. together. And so, and for our seminars, my dental technician, Annie Mills, who is as busy or busier than I am at all times, she sets up all of our venues. She makes sure that all of the does all the negotiations for the venues, make sure that she greets everybody when they come in, sets all my plane and my hotel bookings. She does a tremendous amount as well. So I've got a phenomenal team.
Pretty lean too, for what you're doing, for the type of revenue and for all the things you've got going on, a pretty lean team.
Yeah, it's not bad. My wife's free. So, and I've got a dental technician that I have to pay anyway.
Right.
And Jiro's pretty inexpensive, so it all works out well.
That's awesome. Brett, I got to thank you for taking us through all of what the inner workings of your business and the strategy and your Facebook ads and all this stuff. I mean, again, what I really want people to take out of this is not only to hear about what you've built over the past 5 years, you know, while having a quote unquote day job and seeing patients in your day-to-day practice, but you've built an amazingly successful online business with lots of different things to offer. You've got the tons of free content out there. You're building value. And, you know, as you just explained, you have a very lean team. So you've done an amazing job. And just to reiterate, I think one of your superpowers, Brett, is that you are so quick to take action. You know, like, you know what, this might not work, but I'm going to try it out and I'm going to test it. I'm just going to get it out there and see if it works or not. So thank you so much for coming on to the podcast here. I want to give people a chance to check out, you know, what you're up to. And even if they're not in the veterinarian space, I think it's always helpful to see what other people are doing in, you know, in niches outside of their own. So where can people connect with you and find out more about what you're doing?
Our course website is veterinarydentistry.net. But if anybody wants to reach out, you can message me on Facebook at Facebook/veterinarydentistry.
Facebook, I'm taking a note here, /veterinarydentistry.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay, cool.
And I want to thank you, Rick, for all the help you've been to me over the years. And originally got exposed to Facebook ads with the Facebook ads course. So cool. Without you, without listening to podcasts like John Lee Dumas and Pat Flynn and yours, I would never have gotten to this point.
Thank you again, Brett, for coming on to the show. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Rick.
All right. Hope you got a lot out of this one, Brett, today. If you would like my personal help with your Facebook ad strategy, I am super pumped to announce that I'm doing another live event, and it's going to be in May here in San Diego. This is my FBA Live event, and I limit it to just 40 people. What FBA Live is, this is a three-day live intimate workshop experience where you'll learn cutting-edge online business building strategies, tips, and tactics that are working right now to grow and automate your business. We are diving into Facebook ads strategy. This is an opportunity to implement, with the help of me and my team, your Facebook ad strategy to grow your business. We are going to be personally helping you, looking over your shoulder to make sure that you're walking away with an active, high converting campaign. Or if you're already doing Facebook ads, you'll be walking away with your ads being much, much improved. You're going to be walking away with stuff done the right way from this event. We're going to help you discover those blind spots, the things that are getting in the way of your effectively marketing your business online, and we're going to fix them for you on the spot. At FBA Live, you'll also have rare access to and learn from some of the smartest and best online entrepreneurs around, people like Amy Porterfield, Pat Flynn, and more. You're going to be surrounded by other like-minded entrepreneurs who are trying to grow their business just like you. So if you'd like to learn more and secure your spot, one of the 40 spots that we've got available, just go to rickmulready.com/live, rickmulready.com/live. I also have all the links that we talked about today in the episode over on the show notes page, which is at rickmulready.com/133. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Really appreciate it. I've got a lot of great content coming your way in the coming weeks here on the podcast. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what is working. And I'll see you in that next episode.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.